Hang on. I'm not officially here for a while. I'm in the middle of something, but I just wanted to tell you that you're doing an awesome job. For somebody with depression and anxiety, the fact that you have been sending out those messages and, talking to girls and meeting girls that you could potentially be involved with, but then making mature decisions about why maybe it won't work out. That's all amazing, and you are doing really good. You're doing everything that you need to keep doing. Unfortunately, dating is one of those depressing things because it's kind of like applying for a job. It's one of those things where you can be doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, but that's not necessarily a guarantee of success. I would caution you about taking advice from people who have never been depressed because usually their advice is like, well, just do it. And it's like, well, depression is defined partially as a paralyzing lack of motivation and then guilt, shame, and disgust over the fact that you're not motivated. So fuck you. But seriously, I mean, you're probably a cool person. I mean, I don't know that much about you, but you expressed what you were feeling really well in the thread, and you thought about your problem logically. Again, made some pretty mature decisions there. You're into music, which is a cool thing to be into. You're probably, there's probably no reason that somebody wouldn't love to date you. It's just that they haven't met you yet, okay? So, the other thing I want to tell you, and anybody who's discouraged about online dating sites, there are tons of reasons that girls don't reply back that have nothing to do with you doing something wrong or you not being good enough. Some girls just get lazy and forget that they have an online dating profile and they never check it. Some girls, like they just make the online dating profile because they're stupid and they want to boost their egos and see who replies. Some girls are like me and they're like, oh, this person seems nice. I should reply to them. Oh, a bird. Oh, a thing. Oh, what was this book I was reading? Oh, I completely forgot about that person, and it's been 3 months, and I was actually talking to this guy for like 2 weeks, and he was really cool, and I completely forgot he existed, and now it's awkward. There's a lot of reasons that people don't reply, and girls are kind of taught, like guys are taught, oh, well, she could at least tell me she's not interested. Girls are taught to do the opposite of that because of like assholes out there who can get very dickish, and it took me a really long time to learn how much it was hurting guys when I didn't reply with something like, yeah, this is never gonna go anywhere. Because, like, literally, girls are taught, ignore men until they go away. This is the safest way to deal with rejecting men, because if they don't get the hint, you're being outright aggressive, and men are much bigger than you and scarier than you. And girls don't have that thing where, like, guys will, like, be kind of like playful, aggressive to one another, or like guys know how to fight with each other and still be friends. It takes girls a little longer than guys to figure out how to fight and still be friends. So girls think if they reject you, that you're gonna be mad and that you're going to try to hurt them because of it. Like, especially younger, immature girls, or girls who are just kind of immature in general, they do not necessarily see it that way. So they're probably not going to write you back and say, hey, not interested. And I'm sorry. I know that sucks. Only thing you can really do about that is, when you eventually have more female friends, try to let them know, hey, you got to tell these guys that you're not interested. Otherwise, you're kind of fucking with their head. But I really hope things get better for you. Being depressed always sucks. Always. There's no way around it. And you really are a star. Like, you are. I firmly believe that, okay? So just do whatever you need to do to not worry about it too much. Keep taking steps in the right direction, and when you're not taking them, and you start to feel like, oh my God, I'm doing this wrong, I'm such a horrible person, distract yourself and go do something else and don't think about it for a little bit. And, eventually that person out there who wants to meet somebody who is basically you and doesn't know it yet, they're going to meet you and they're going to be thrilled. And it's going to be worth it, okay? And even if they don't, well, single people rock too. So, yeah.